This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held wide-ranging talks with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur today. The talks focused on strengthening defence and security ties and enhancing economic and innovation partnership. Following the talks, several memoranda of understanding were exchanged between the two countries for cooperation in different areas, including security, semiconductor development, disaster management, combating and preventing corruption, and audio-visual co-production. Addressing the joint press meeting after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said India's stance on terrorism is clear, that there can be no double standards and compromise on the issue.
वैश्विक अस्थिरता के इस माहौल में भारत और मलेशिया की बढ़ती मित्रता दोनों देशों के लिए अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण है। हमारा साझा मत है कि आज के चैलेंजेस का समाधान करने के लिए ग्लोबल इंस्टीट्यूशंस का रिफॉर्म बहुत जरूरी है। हम शांति के सभी प्रयासों का समर्थन करते रहेंगे और आतंकवाद पर हमारा संदेश स्पष्ट है, नो डबल स्टैंडर्ड्स, नो कॉम्प्रोमाइज।
Mr. Modi highlighted that the two sides will expand cooperation in counter-terrorism, intelligence sharing, maritime security and defense.
Security ke kshetr mein hum counter-terrorism, intelligence sharing aur maritime security mein sahyog majboot karenge. Hum raksha sahyog ko bhi aur vyapak banayenge. AI aur digital technologies ke saath-saath hum semiconductor, health और फूड सिक्योरिटी में साझेदारी को आगे बढ़ाएंगे।
Prime Minister Modi stressed that Indo-Pacific region is emerging as an engine of growth. He said the two countries are committed to development and peace and stability in the entire region along with ASEAN. He added that the both countries agreed to complete the review of the ASEAN-India trade in goods agreement at the earliest. The Prime Minister spoke about the strong cultural and educational ties between the two nations, including the Tamil language in Malaysia. He said the audio-visual agreement signed today will further promote film and music exchanges, especially Tamil films. Prime Minister Modi is currently interacting with the CEOs and business leaders to further boost trade, investment and economic linkages between the two countries. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah is holding high-level meetings in Raipur today to review the security situation and assess progress of development work projects in left-wing extremism-affected areas of Chhattisgarh. Senior officials of the central and state governments, along with representatives of security agencies, are participating in these meetings. The minister arrived in Raipur last evening on a three-day visit to Chhattisgarh. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that the India-US Interim Trade Agreement is fair, equitable and balanced and ensures complete protection of farmers' interests. He said that agricultural and dairy products adequately produced in India, including maize, wheat, rice, sugar, soybean and poultry, have been kept outside the tariff concessions. The minister was briefing the media on the India-US joint statement in New Delhi yesterday. The CBDT, Central Board of Direct Taxes, has invited suggestions from stakeholders on proposed income tax rules and forms related to the Income Tax Act 2025. The Income Tax Act, which received the assent of the President in August last year, will come into force from the 1st of April this year. Indian Navy's sail training ship INS Sudarshini concluded her first port call at Salalah in Oman, highlighting the historic seafaring links between India and Oman and reinforcing the friendship of bridge between the two navies. Ministry of Defence said that the visit marked a milestone in the ship's ambitious 10-month transoceanic voyage Lokayan 26, aimed at showcasing India's rich maritime heritage. In men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Afghanistan has set a target of 183 runs for New Zealand in the fourth match of the tournament at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium today. Chasing the target, New Zealand were 20 for 2 in 3 overs when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.